From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan. The regular session of the Florida legislature came to an abrupt end in late April as the House disagreed with the Senate over Medicaid expansion. The Senate wants to use federal dollars for expansion, while the House and Governor Rick Scott want no expansion. Lawmakers returned to Tallahassee last week for a special session to finish work on their one required duty, creating a state budget that goes into effect July 1st. Things seem to be going smoothly until this happened.
I would ask you to hear the rest of it.
This is a backtracking unprecedented in my memory up here on any conference committee I've ever been involved in.
Clearwater Republican Senator Jack Latvala was upset with his co-chair on the Economic Development Budget Committee, Pensacola Republican Representative Clay Ingram. Latvala didn't understand why the House had suddenly, and without explanation, boosted funding for business incentives.
To get sideswiped, like you've done this morning, to me, is not a good measure of respect.
The hatchet was buried that night when the committee met again. Latvala said it was all a misunderstanding. But the chambers couldn't find common ground on Medicaid expansion, and they're still debating the budget. Florida State University political scientist Dr. Carol Weissert joins us from her office to talk about the conflict between the chambers this year. Carol, Republicans have been in control of the Florida legislature for going on 20 years now. Why are they clashing now?
Well, in part, it's because there's so many of them. We know from political science that the more people you have in one party, the more likely you are that the people in that party are going to differentiate and form different groups and fight with each other. And a lot of times, the most productive legislatures are the ones that have a closer number of Democrats and Republicans, where they really have to sort of work across the aisle and they really have to work together. I think also an issue that we didn't have 20 years ago was term limits. I think term limits play a really important role in the relationship between the House and the Senate in Florida.
Let's zero in on the leadership. Do you see a problem between the House Speaker and the Senate President? Is it a problem that might involve Governor Rick Scott? Or are we looking at a power play among lower-ranking lawmakers?
You know, maybe all of the above. I think that you wouldn't have seen this if you hadn't had this huge differentiation over Medicaid expansion. The governor came in very heavily on the side of the House. That probably had some effect in the relationship, but it was pretty frayed before the governor really got involved in this issue in any great area. I think the Senate has very different kinds of goals. The Senate tends to be more experienced. Again, this is from term limits. The House tends to have less experienced members.
Political observers note that something similar happened about 20 years ago when the Democrats had been in charge for decades. So would you say this kind of thing is cyclical? And does this Republican bickering help the Democrats?
It's not cyclical. It does relate to numbers. I mean, the Democrats had the same problem the Republicans did. There were just too many of them, and they simply couldn't agree, and then they formed into factions. If you had a more balanced House, I think you might see a little bit different kind of relationship than you do now. Does it help the Democrats? I don't know what can help the Democrats. I don't know. The Democrats are so far behind at this point. I know there's some effort to try to get the word out to people. I've seen some TV ads saying, you know, we send these guys to Tallahassee and then they can't get it together. I think it's a little complex, so I would be surprised if you saw any huge Democratic pickup because of this.
What does this mean for Florida? What is ultimately at risk here?
They'll come to an agreement over the budget, and they'll work it out. You know, I'm not sure Floridians really want an efficient government. Maybe there's somebody out there that wants an efficient government. But I'm not particularly troubled by a legislature that's really looking at these issues, taking their time and making these choices. And ultimately, they'll come up with a lot of compromise. And I think that's really okay. There are a bunch of states that are really having budget problems. So we are having a hard time in Florida, but it could be worse, and it's certainly not unique.
Dr. Carol Weissert, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan.